Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boss.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
And you do just what you choose to do.
The song just fades out, man. Just collapses. And there. Oh, man. Arthur Lee will be on the show next Monday. Next Monday, Arthur Lee will be in the studio with an acoustic guitar. And, oh, man, I wish that were true. Never got to interview Arthur. I danced with him. Oh, he played a song for me in concert when I shouted out Singing Cowboy, and he went, the next song is going to be Singing Cowboy for that guy there. That was as close as I got, and that'll do me. That is the best song, best opening song from any album. Forget the fact it's the live version. I wanted you to hear the cheer for the trumpet. Forever Changes, the opening track from Alone Again Or, the opening track from Forever Changes by Love. Alone Again Or, written by the guitarist from Love, Brian McLean, who used to be the roadie for the Byrds and was the half-brother of Maria McKee. Is it Maria McKee or Gina McKee? One's an actress and one's a singer. Maria McKee. Half-sister of Maria McKee. And every few years, I forget how much I love the album Life is Sweet by Maria McKee. And I go to dig it out of my collection and I cannot find it. And so I buy it again for like £1.51 on Amazon. And I did this a couple of weeks ago. I went, oh, Life is Sweet. I've lost my copy of that. I'll get it. And I was driving to work. It sounds so 90s, but it is so good. The opening 4 or 5 songs on that, just goosebumps. It's just, oh, I'll do you a tape of it.
Thanks, I'll go back to the 90s to play it.
I'll do you a tape. Oh, it's such a good album. Life is Sweet by Maria McKee. It sounds like it's got that same kind of crunchy... Stay there, Malky. I'll come to you in a second, mate. It's got that kind of crunchy, distorted guitar that you'd hear on an Alanis Morissette album, but the songs are good. I mean, it really... It's
oh, Alanis had a couple of moments.
Oh, she had one hand in her pocket and the other one was giving out a peace sign. But Life is Sweet. What an album. I'm tempted to... we're not a music show. 0344 499 1000. We're going to talk about cunnilingus.
Yes, that came out of left field for you, didn't it?
Yeah. Oh, I get it. Voice of the Beehive, their album was called Honey Lingers.
Oh, yeah.
I get it now. I get it. That's a really good joke.
Shall I email them and say we just finally got...
We had them on the show and let's get them on and say, hey, guys, sorry, 30 years after your album, we get it now. We got this, a slow burn. We got it.
I love them. There's another one.
So explain, they are great. So explain what cunny is.
What?
No, the thing, because there's a reason we're not being mucky. We are.
I messed it up yesterday. Not that, but... I messed up yesterday getting a guest on who has...
Time difference, couldn't work it out.
No, I'm really crap at maths, especially really simple sums, it transpires.
Yeah.
But they are in Napa, California, and I muffed it up, and they were ready to speak to us.
Stop making it a sob story about yourself. Tell us about the guest.
No, I'm apologising.
You're not apologising to me, though?
No.
Exactly, so
I'm
it doesn't
count.
I'm
apologising to radio.
Those guys...
Radio, guess what? In an hour's time, we'll be speaking to the co-inventors of Cunny, which is...
Honey lingers.
It's basically an electric tongue.
It's an electric tongue that you put on your doodah.
That you can operate using an app. On your phone, so you can wiggle your finger about on your
touchscreen. Second question. You know what my second question's going to be? Can a man use it on his bum?
I don't think it would go bleh.
Second question. Okay, so then remind me of that. Let's go to Malky. Malky's.
Can a man use it on his bum?
Well, that's it. I want to know.
Phone goes down.
This is a serious sex toy, and you guys are not taking this seriously at all.
I think they'll be fine.
0344-499-1000. Good evening, Malky.
Good evening, Ian. How are you?
I'm very, very well, mate. Nice to talk to you. Nice to talk to someone with a bit of Scottish heritage. Respect that. My granddad was Scottish. We love Scotland. Catherine and I were there recently. It's one of the greatest places in the world. I'm aware that it's a whole country, and I'm just kind of generalising, but what the hell? What can we do for you tonight, Malky?
You're loved in Scotland, Ian. You're loved.
We love Scotland, man. My dad's ashes are up there. I've got family up there. Every time we go and do shows up there, you know, we're warmly received. It's one of the greatest places on God's earth.
You storm it, man.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, my first message is for Mo. It's the other day there was obviously Mental Health Awareness Day.
Yeah.
And I just want to say, be encouraging, not disparaging.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a nice little line. I was worried where you're going to go with that. That's a nice little line, and what we're trying to do. It's what we're trying to do with the show, Malky. As you probably guessed, when people ask me what the show is about, we celebrate, and it's really easy. And I do it, and Kath does it. You know, it's really easy to fall back on that negative thing and slagging things off. It's the default setting, I think. For humans.
Oh, I'm very Mardy.
Oh, totally. And it's easy to do, but to come on and say, hey, this is great, or this doesn't quite work brilliantly, it doesn't work perfectly, but this bit is good in it. It's a tough gig to do. Doesn't do us any favours as presenters. Certainly doesn't do us any favours in terms of an audience. And also, Malky, you'll understand this, I think. I don't want to ban people from calling in, right? I want everyone to be welcome. Which is why I keep giving Mo this opportunity of coming on and being part of the fun. But if someone is just going to call up and is just going to slag off my best mate or slag me, or I can tell why they slag me off, but if someone's just going to come on and have a pop all the time and there's no humour to it, there's nothing constructive about it, there's, you know, I can't take that anywhere.
It's just peevish, isn't it?
It is. I can't make that entertaining, you know. So give us that line again, Malky. I like that one.
Be encouraging, not disparaging.
Beautiful. I like that. I'm gonna steal that, yeah. And I'm gonna use that on telly.
I've got a final thought today.
Yeah, go on.
With the sort of I'm a celebrity thing.
Yeah.
I was looking at TV earlier, and Dennis Wise was on TV.
Oh yeah.
And then Amir Khan's got this multi-million-pound fight against. Another boxer.
Gets another boxer,
name.
Yeah. That's how it works, yeah. I think, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then Kezia Dugdale's on Question Time.
Is she? Oh, good for her. Yeah. All right, oh, well played.
Although I turned on the radio and switched it off.
Well done, that's the correct
decision. Not against Kezia, it's just that politics.
I like Kez. When we were in Edinburgh, we went out for some food with Kez, didn't we?
Yeah.
And I like Kez. I've got...
She seems a nice soul, doesn't she?
Yeah, she is.
Well, you'll know better than me.
Yeah.
And then I'm thinking about yourself, you're getting... TV work, and your show just rocks all
Thank
the time.
You.
I absolutely love your show. And I just wondered, would you ever partake in reality TV again?
How much are they paying? Here's the thing. When it came to the I'm a Celebrity, there were three reasons I did it, right? They'd asked me four or five times, and my wife was always dead against it. And I kept thinking, I don't need it now. I nearly did it 2 years ago when I got a phone call saying, someone's dropped out, can you go to Australia now? And I kind of got excited, and then I didn't. But But I did it for three reasons. One was I needed quite a lot of money quite quickly so I could get a deposit for a house because the divorce was happening.
And you didn't want to do a bank job.
No, exactly. Although I was I got paid the least out of anyone in this series, I got enough that I had a deposit for a house, which is to be able to do that for 3 weeks' work.
And you got a decent amount of work out of it.
And I got work out of it. That was a bonus. So the three reasons were I needed, a big check was really handy. I wanted this show I was so proud of, but no one was listening to it. So I wanted to go on front of 12 million people and say, by the way, I do a radio show, which I made sure I did when I came out of the jungle and Ant and Dec were there. And I said, I do a radio show. And the third reason, Malky, was because my boys had never seen me on a TV show properly. And I thought this will be a nice... They're old enough now, they'll get it. They'll enjoy seeing me being covered in spiders and crying and, you know, getting scared at stuff. So those were the three reasons. Would I do anything like that again? Yeah, if they paid enough money, I would. Totally. I wouldn't be doing it to advance my career. I'd be doing it to cash a check. That's it, really. This, for me, this show is my artistic... expression. I get to work with my best mate and for 3 hours a night we get to come in and do whatever we want and I feel artistically satisfied doing this. All the TV work now is cashing a check.
Well, can I leave you with a final point? And I mean this in a non-sinister way.
Hang on a minute. The last point was how many final points does this guy want?
Yeah, well, this is just a sentence.
Go on.
It's when I go to bed at night and listen to you guys, it's like going to bed with two pals. And I mean that every night.
You dirty,
and then it's not weird in the morning.
You dirty boy. well, as long as you're anyway, as long as you're in the middle and we're spooning. Malky, it's nice to talk to you, brother. We'll speak again soon. Thank you very much. What a nice guy.
Yeah.
03444991000. I like him. I love our Scottish listeners. There's not many of them, but they're proper staunch.
And I loved it when we went to Edinburgh this time around and Glasgow was a revelation. We felt really welcome.
Yeah.
And Glasgow in particular was filthy, up to party.
It's interesting. The TV work has kind of dried up. I've not had any for since just before I went away to New York, which was in August, September, so 2 or 3 months. Got nothing in the diary. I sent a very nice email to the head of Good Morning Britain last week saying, I just want to say, I know how this industry works. I think my time is up working with you guys, but I have enjoyed every second of it. If you'd like me to do any more, I'm here, but I'm certainly not sat at home cursing you that you're not asking me in anymore. I get it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And they wrote an email back saying, thanks very much, we'll keep you in mind. That's fine. So I think the TV work is kind of over. I'm cool with that. I wasn't doing it to get TV work out of it. That was all a bonus. You know, that was all a lovely, lovely bonus. For me, it's all about this. This show is the job. You know, working with my best friend, Sam.
Oh.
I love that guy. I love you, Sam. It's a joy to have you sat opposite me on the other side of the glass. And thingy bob here. 03444991000. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
excuse me.
Oh, Dad.
That's just... Hello, I'm Martin Kellner.
And I'm his daughter, Ruthie.
We do a podcast. It's called Ruthie, Me and My Dad.
In which I tell him how he's wrong about most things.
And I explain to her who the Bee Gees were. It's on Acast and Apple Podcasts.
And all your favourite podcast providers.
It's a unique generation gap conversation between a baby boomer dad...
and his Generation Z daughter.
That's Ruthie, Me and My Dad. Brand new episodes every Thursday.
Late night conversation, wealth, losing sleep over.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. I had a lovely chat with my boys about transgender.
Oh, yeah, you mentioned this.
Yeah, I mentioned this. I've got to say, so. Picked them up from school and we went home and we cooked some tea and I'm quite lazy and often I'll let them have the tea in front of the telly, but today I said, let's just go and sit in the dining room in their mum's house, go and sit in the dining room, we'll eat there. And I can't really remember how the conversation started. I remember when it did start, I kind of froze a bit and thought, uh-oh, this is a pivotal moment that I've got to get right, because this is, I really think that for a lot of issues around sex and gender, you get one real shot at it. The first one is the one that really, really counts. You can kind of nudge things afterwards and reiterate. And I think for a lot of them, the first time that conversation is had is what sets the seed for what a lot of their belief will be. And so my eldest was talking about something. I don't really remember how it went. But he said, Daddy, I heard about... a boy that started dressing up as a girl and was wearing girl's clothes and wanting to be called a girl. And the boys were giggling at that. And so I kind of smiled and went, yeah, that happens. That happens. They said, well, really, it happens. It happened a lot. I said, well, it's happening a bit more than it used to. And what it is it's a bit complicated, but that person would be called trans. And sometimes you get boys or men that they look like a boy, they got a willy, giggles everywhere.
You said willy.
I said willy, because you got kind of, you know. I said, you get boys or men, and they've got a willy, and they look like a boy, but in their head, they feel like a girl or a woman. So some of them will just wear girls or women's clothes, and that's cool. And some of them will get operations, and they'll get their willy removed. And my boy went, what? And they'll get a vagina. I said, yeah, sometimes... they do that. And, you know, it's kind of, it's tricky. It's not an easy operation, but it takes a long time. But, yeah, it's kind of normal. And I bet that by the time you're 10, there will probably be someone in your year who you know as a boy, and one day they will start dressing as a girl and they'll want to be called a girl. And that's fine. They go, really? In my year? I said, I wouldn't be surprised. I said, it didn't really happen very much when I was young. But people talk about these things now. And when that happens, you might find it a bit funny, but that's kind of cool. But that's how they want to be seen. That's how they feel. And we respect how people feel and how they want to be seen. And it might seem funny, but it's, you know, it's not funny. It's life, man, you know. And if that happens, that's great. And if you've got any questions when that happens, you come and talk to me or talk to them or talk to a teacher. And you know, as long as we don't, and I made a big point saying, as long as we don't, look, you might find it funny because it's unusual to you, but as long as we don't tease people, as long as we don't bully people, as long as we don't laugh at them because of how they're feeling or how they want to dress, then we can talk about these things, you know, and it's kind of cool. And then it was, oh, okay, can we go and play Skylanders now?
Exactly.
And that was it.
Because that's enough.
And that was it. And I knew, I was kind of worried. I knew this conversation was going to come at some point. I just didn't know when, and I was kind of worried about it because it is a pivotal thing, you know. I don't think either of my boys are trans, but you never know. I don't think they are. Pretty sure they're not. If they were, okay, then well, I will embrace them and love them. But I was so proud of course we had a laugh because we're talking about willies and vaginas, and, you know, they're 8 and 6, and I'm 45, and we all three of us find willies and vaginas funny, you know. But I was so proud that how my 8-year-old, as I'm sure your big one would do, brought it up and was kind of smirking a bit. And this, I heard about this boy that was a bit, but was actually genuinely curious as to what was going on there. And why would someone want to do that was the vibe.
My kids are way more exposed to stuff than I was as a kid, right?
Oh, yeah.
Partly because I had gay friends from when they were tiny.
Yeah.
And it was just like, yeah, they've got a boyfriend.
Yeah.
And that was the end of that. And it was just kind of, that's what happened. Now, at one of my kids' schools, there is a trans child already.
Yeah.
And they kind of announced it quite recently. But it's been noticeable for a while that they've started dressing differently and their hair is different and stuff. Kids don't give a monkeys. It's just who they are.
Tell you what I saw a lot of recently, towards the end of last term, and there may be one thing in it or it may be another thing, but the number of girls I saw, so hard to tell teenage girls' ages, I would guess between 12 and 16, walking along holding hands. Mm-hmm. Now, they could just be really good friends or they could be girlfriends. But I don't really remember that many girls walking along holding hands. It looked romantic to me. I interpreted it as romantic. And first of all, I was a little bit shocked because I'm an old man and that kind of stuff still is my knee-jerk.
And you wondered what was going on.
Yeah. And then I thought, man, how brilliant. Because they would have been bullied. I don't know any girls in my school that were gay. Now, they would have been.
Yeah. Looking back, I can probably tell you.
I can name one or two. One or two.
I think one might have been trans as well.
I certainly don't know any that were living an openly gay lifestyle at 14.
No.
And so my knee-jerk reaction, because I'm old and we can't control our knee-jerk reaction, was, well, that's a bit shocking. And then once that had gone, I thought, this is great, man. This is great. If this is what my kids' generation, if this is the position they're in, of course, I'm not saying homophobia is gone. Of course it's not. But if it's normal, if they think it's normal for two 14-year-old girls to be going out with each other, they're in a much stronger position than we were 30 years ago.
Yeah, definitely.
Ago. It's brilliant.
Definitely. I still remember, you know, there were effeminate boys used to get picked on.
Yeah, yeah.
And they used to swear blind that they weren't. And you know what? Their business.
Yeah.
But they were driven further into the closet if they were in the closet,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I can't blame them for not wanting to come out.
Oh, imagine. I mean, I probably bullied some effeminate guys. I talked about my bullying and how I'm ashamed of it. I did.
Also boys that were not effeminate that were gay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, you're absolutely right. But imagine being a gay boy, a gay 13-year-old boy in 1986.
God.
Flipping heck, man.
The thing is, and that a lot of other people know it before you do.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to come to terms with it yourself.
Yeah.
Really tough. And I've got, you know, a couple of gay friends who I've had conversations with about, you know, when they came out and very different reactions. One of my Spanish friends who's gay, his dad wouldn't eat in the same room with him ever again. He used to make him eat in the kitchen with the dog.
Wow.
His sister was gay as well, it turned out.
Wow.
But, you know, they found solidarity with each other. And then, you know, other friends whose mums always knew. And
yeah.
It was like, you're just telling me something I've known for a long time. I just wanted to wait till you were ready to say it. And the experience is changing now. My older daughter, and I say older, she's 10. She's got a friend who's openly gay.
Yeah.
And when she first told me, I thought, gosh, it's a bit soon to know, isn't it? I thought, nah, I used to
fancy
boys when I was 10.
At 10. I do.
But I remember my friend's mum, she knew, but she said, I'm worried for you because your life will be that much more difficult.
Well, this is my only concern would be if either of my boys would be gay, is the fact that that homophobia does still exist and prejudice still exists and that their life is going to be a bit more difficult. That's my only concern.
You can't hold hands with your boyfriend
in
the street.
No.
But I'm hoping that things are changing.
Yeah. And I'm hoping that, you know, that we are building, me and their mother are building a safe enough environment that if either of my boys, both of my boys, is gay or is bi or is trans or is just confused. It's so common for young boys, I don't know about girls, but for young boys and teenage boys to be confused.
Yeah.
Because you get a boner all the time. When you're like 13, 14, 15, you are permanently hard. And you could be looking at your best mate, a male mate, and have a boner and think, oh, geez, what does that mean? You could be, you know, I've masturbated as a teenager and boys have popped into my head and you're thinking, well, hang on, does that make me gay? Or is that... There's so much confusion. I had no one I could talk to. So I hope that my boys will be, you know, if they've got any questions like that, or go to go, do you know what, Dad? I think I'm fancying guys, and I don't know what that is. And da, 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 da.
I think it's National Coming Out Day today.
Oh,
or
it is.
Isn't
it is actually. You're right. We saw that on Channel 4. Yeah.
But you know, the strange thing is, right? Heterosexuals don't have to come out to their parents, do they? Mm. Oh, Mum, I'm really having some strong thoughts about boys. Are you going to be all right with that? You don't ask for permission. And I'm hoping that one day it won't be a big deal. I wonder if our generation will be the ones to change it.
I was listening to Front Row when I was coming in, the BBC Radio 4 arts programme, and there's a new kind of comedy, like a sitcom called Bisexual, starting on Channel 4. And it's written by this bisexual woman, and it's kind of based on her experiences and stuff like that. And you don't hear about bisexuality anywhere near as much as you hear about being gay or lesbian or trans. And she said in this interview, you know, it's kind of overlooked, you know, yeah. And it's kind of ignored. And I wonder if with the acceptance we have of the gay lifestyle and of trans, I wonder if kind of more and more people are going to go out and go, do you know what? I think I'm a bit both. I think because sexuality is when I was growing up, it was black and white. You're gay or you're straight. And actually, it ain't like that. It is. It's grey, you know. And I think everyone's a little bit gay, and some people are more straight than they. And I just wonder if in 20 years' time, kind of, it's not going to be seen as abnormal, in inverted commas, to, you know, one minute you're going out with a boy and that doesn't work, so the next partner's a girl, and that. I think that's going to become kind of the thing, and this gay and this straight thing is going to be a little bit less. You know, it's going to be a little bit less, more of the extremes that we have.
All I want is for people to be able to do what they want.
Yes,
right?
Man.
As long as they're not
get
hurting
it
anyone.
Up there.
No, and also this awful thing of, you know, people carrying. There are adult men in their 50s and 60s who are waiting for their elderly mothers to die so they can come out and live their lifestyles, right? Lifestyles, like it's a choice. I long for a day when that doesn't need to happen anymore.
Well, yeah, exactly. I just, you know, just if it works putting it in that hole, put it in that hole. If it works putting it in the other hole, put it in that. If it works putting it in both holes, then grow two dicks and put them in both holes.
Some people don't want holes at all.
If you don't want a hole, then that's fine. Get a groove. Get a groove thang. Whatever works for you, man, as long as you just do it. Just get in bed. Everyone just get in bed and do it.
But there are also people who are completely not interested in anything at all.
Oh, those people are weird. I'm joking. It's a joke. It's a joke. It's a joke. Whatever works for you, man. Whatever works for you, you know. And if it's sex works for you and it works, great. And if it doesn't work for you and you don't like being touched, like you say, then that's... And if you're happy with that lifestyle, which is... lifestyle. If you're happy... Some people don't like being sexual and it's not a problem for them. They just don't like it. Fine, if that works for you, man. Everybody... I don't get this thing. Everybody should just be able to get on... and do what they want, as long as no one's getting hurt. No, again, unless that's your thing. As long as no one's doing anything against their will, just get
and everyone's
on with
grown
it.
Up.
Just get on with it, man. Yeah. Get on with it. Get it up there.
That's that sorted, everyone.
Thank you very much indeed. Let's go to Tony.
Hello.
Hello, Tony. What can we do for you this evening, please?
Right, I'm just going to carry on with the subject that you're talking about.
Yes, man.
Right.
Get in there. Come on, let's have it.
Right. Well, I finished with my missus. Back in March.
Yep.
And it's got nothing to do with where I am now and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I've always wanted to dress, and I'm in my late 40s now.
Yeah.
And I've never did anything about it. I've got kids and all stuff like that, and I'm so scared and all that sort of rubbish. And since I've been living on my own, I decided, well, why can't I? Why can't I do it?
Yeah.
So I started doing it, starting getting dressed. Haven't done anything with a man or a woman yet since I've been single. Nothing's happened yet.
Yeah.
And I decided last weekend that I was going to tell my daughter. She's 21.
Oh, mate, that must have been terrifying.
It was the scariest thing in my life that I have ever done.
I bet it was.
I've been meaning to call you for months and months and months and talk about it, and I just haven't. But I told her, and she went, Dad, why haven't you told me in the past?
Oh.
Yes!
She said, I know. It's obvious.
It's obvious.
Is it really that obvious? She went, yeah. And she said, well, now that I know, she said, we're going shopping.
Oh, no, you're joking. I mean, oh, you've done a good job there, Tony.
No. There's a lot more to come, yeah.
Go on.
I ended up going to Blackpool this week for the very first time.
Yeah.
And I went around the gay area and stuff like that. And I met loads of people. I was dressed. And you know what? I had an amazing time. I was out in my shell. And if people looked at me, I didn't care. I think I looked actually quite convincing.
Mm.
So I was all right with that. So I've just come back from Blackpool today after a few days. But the thing is, this is where I am getting a bit worried now. I've still got to tell my 14-year-old son.
Okay, okay.
And that is where I really am bricking it, sort of thing. I know he's not going to be anything bad, but I just haven't had a chance to tell him yet. So
okay, well, let's go on to him in a sec. So, but you say your daughter was 21?
Yeah.
And how long had the build-up been where you made the decision you were going to tell her, right, I'm definitely going to do it, to you actually telling her? How long was that?
Well, I don't know, really. Probably a few weeks or a few months, but I did tell my ex-wife first.
And how was she? Because I imagine...
She was fine. She was fine.
Was she really? Because I'd imagine...
Do you think she had an inkling?
Yeah, she knew.
Can I ask what might have given her the... I mean, have you always been a dramatic dresser?
No, I did tell her.
Uh-huh.
About me when we first met.
Right, okay.
There is a childhood issue with why it started.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Which I don't really want to go into.
No, of course not. You don't have to at all. But okay, so she knew when you got married and she was cool with it?
Yeah. We just grew apart. It had nothing to do with that.
Yeah, okay. And if I ask anything that you don't want to answer, just tell me to jog on. But I'm genuinely fascinated, right? Did you dress... When you were with your wife?
No, she didn't really like it.
Okay.
But it was one of them things that back then it was on my own sort of thing. I wouldn't go out, I wouldn't even dream of it.
Mm. And cards on the table, 10 years ago...
Yeah.
Maybe 5 years ago, I'd be sniggering at this. If I'm completely honest...
Oh, they were still making jokes about it in mainstream comedy, weren't they?
I would be sniggering about this, which is to my shame and is to my embarrassment, because I've always considered myself kind of with my finger on the pulse. And actually, I would have been making jokes about this, and I'm so grateful that A, I don't, and B, that you've called in to share this, because this is fascinating, right? And I think this shows how far I've come, let alone society, that you can phone up a late night radio show and share this stuff and all the stuff you've been through. And neither me or Kath are going, oh, flipping it. I'm genuinely fascinated. So when you told your daughter...
Yeah.
What, I mean, I can't even begin to imagine what that was like.
It was just when I was driving back one night and she was in the car with me. She said, I've got something to tell you. Yeah. I said, don't worry, I haven't got cancer. I'm not dying or anything. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
But I need to tell you this and let me do the whole story first. So I went back to the childhood thing and what happened. She was more upset about that.
Yeah, I bet she was.
Rather than anything else.
Yeah.
And she said, Dad, I've had an inkling for a long time. She was more upset that I didn't tell her.
Yeah.
Oh, mate, I'm welling up here. That's beautiful. That is beautiful.
Well, she's amazing now. When I was out in Blackpool, she wanted to see photographs of what I looked like to make sure I looked all right and I didn't look a fool.
Oh, yeah, she's not going to let you go out looking a mess.
No, not at all.
and so you had a good... You're in Blackpool for the whole weekend?
No, Monday to today.
Okay, and so was there like a festival on, or you just going up there for a little break and you went to the gay area and what was it just a holiday?
Well, originally I was going to go to Scotland for a few days and it was just going to be like a chill sort of thing because I've worked hard all summer. And that cancelled, and I thought, well, what am I going to do? And I thought, let's go to Blackpool, and let's bite the bullet and do it, see if I can.
What, and you went on your own and did it?
Yes.
Mate, that's
incredible, you know.
That is.
It was scary.
The first time you got dressed, you stepped out and you shut the front door.
Yeah.
What was that like?
I have done it a couple of times, local, but only for about an hour or so.
Yeah.
And I just thought, no, I'm doing it. Why can't I do it? And if someone says something to me, I'll say something back.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
Oh, mate, I'm so proud of you. I hope it doesn't sound patronising, because I'm really moved by this. This is incredible. This is we've got a text in from, I don't know what Blackpool Today is, but he's saying loving Tony and what a fabulous daughter. And I tell you what it is, because we're of a similar age.
Yeah,
and we are of a generation, and I can imagine how difficult. I know how difficult it is to express your individuality in a non-conventional way.
Here's the other thing, right? We were talking about it last night. You think your life is going along one track, right? And you get used to it, and you think, right, I can do this. This isn't ideal, but it's not just about me anymore. So I can live with this. It'll be all right. And then you realise you don't have to put up with it.
Yeah.
But it's going to take some doing to change things.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, and there's nothing against them, a lot of people just, I can't do it. I'll just stick the way I am. And they probably live with regret, but they never know. But you've jumped onto the other track.
You're living life, man.
That's what I said when we split. I want to live life now. I'm nearly 50. And it's time for me to have me time. And the reason I wanted to call up, because you've gone through a split. I mean, I was probably going through the bad things as you was, and I just thought, am I going to ring up? I've got the bottle to do this. Mm. No, I haven't. I'll just listen. And I was like that for months.
Mate, you've done braver things. It sounds like them phoning up a radio show.
This kind of thing, if untapped, can sometimes destroy people.
Oh, people kill themselves.
That's the other thing. I was getting depressed with it. Yeah.
Well, because you're not being you.
Yeah.
You're not living your life.
And some people can live with that, and a lot of people can't.
So telling the boy is the next step.
Yeah.
Got any plans for that, or are you just going to kind of wait and see, you know, wait for a moment to arise, or...
Your ex will help, won't she?
Yeah, but I'd rather do it just me and him.
Yeah.
But I've got him for a week over Halloween in the holidays, and I think... Well, that's the ideal time. Well, and I'll tell him.
I think we know what your costume's going to be.
Oh, no, don't.
Let's go trick or treating, son. Well, you know, if that moment arises over that week, you know, I wish you the very, very best of luck, man. I hope it doesn't sound patronising.
I'm
really moved by the fact that you felt you could come and share this with us. And I think that's incredible, Tony. And there will be people listening who you will have given them confidence, and you will have given them courage, and you will have inspired them to maybe just start taking a different direction in their life that they've been thinking about.
Yeah. You've just got to be happy, haven't you? You've got to be happy with yourself. And these few days, I've seen the other part of me. And I'll tell you what, the other part of me is more of a drunken party animal than I am.
There you go. Tony, give us, if you feel up to it, give us a call after Halloween and let us know how it goes, if it goes.
I definitely will.
We've got our fingers crossed, and I wish you the best of luck, man. Thank you so much.
Oh, thanks a lot. Cheers.
Cheers, Tony. Bye-bye.
Wow.
Flippin' heck. What an amazing call. What an amazing call. What an amazing roller coaster Tony's been through in the last few months. Well, the last few years, it sounds like, but the last few months in particular. Brave is the right word. Brave is the right word. To step out at nearly 50 years old in a completely different mindset and physicality and say, actually, do you know what? This is me now.
I'm seeing, to be honest, I think I don't know whether I'm just more aware of it because it's talked about more, but I'm seeing more and more trans people or people who are dressing and, you know, don't necessarily know what label they're putting on themselves, and it's none of my business, but I'm seeing it a lot more. And whereas in the past, it was the sort of thing people used to laugh about.
Oh, like I have done
on nice Saturday afternoon, two Ronnies and stuff, people would laugh about it, right?
Yeah,
but now I think, you know, I've certainly got more of an understanding. And now when I see someone dressing and, you know, living their best life, I always think, you go for it. I wish I was that brave in some of my decisions, you know?
Sandra and Lou, stay there. We'll come to you in a bit. 0344 499 1000. What a show this is tonight. This is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.